Grower and harvester Paul Metter shared his experiences with citrus black spot in Florida's Gulf Citrus region at a recent black spot workshop in Immokalee. He discusses those experiences as well as some recommendations in this interview. Some black spot was found in one of your groves. Tell us about your experience. It hasn't spread a great deal, correct?
No, it hasn't. It's been almost 2 years to the month when the original find located in our grove in southwest Florida. We've been aggressively trying to control the disease, the rotation of copper and strobilariums, along with using some compost material. We've been very successful, I think, at this point, keeping the disease at bay.
You had some recommendation for other growers like tarping and such?
Well, I think prevention has to be the message within the industry right now. And a little bit of prevention today, alternating some copper and strobilariums within your existing a production program may keep you from being affected by this disease in the near future.
You said you're treating all of your groves as if you had citrus black spot to make sure you don't get further spread.
That's correct. Almost all of our groves are located in the southwest region, so that's certainly a hot area for the disease. So we are. And to drop back to your question about tarping, you know, it's something the industry really has to take a look at. If as much fruit movement as there is, it's moving around within the state on fruit trucks and other equipment. You know, if you really and truly want to control not just black spot, but any other disease, especially in those main corridors, then corridors of transportation, we really need to take a look at that as a whole and see what we want to do.
The workshop drew a crowd of growers and production managers interested in the disease that has so far only been detected in Collier and Hendry counties. Learn more about black spot in the citrus section at www.southeastagnet.com. I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.